Good morning.
Good morning, Grease Man.
Yes, ma'am.
I was calling because I talked to you a couple weeks ago about my boyfriend.
What happened?
He's real jealous, remember?
Yes.
And you told me that, like, either he needs to cool it or I need to leave.
Yes.
We got married last night.
Yes.
You were right. I should have left.
Oh, no. You mean it's gotten worse since you got married?
We ain't even married a day yet. And he left this morning to go to work.
Yes.
And he goes, and remember, now that we're married, he said, I'll know everything that you do. And I just looked at him. He said, so. He said, if you're thinking about doing anything, you might as well just forget it. But he listens to you while he's at work.
Yeah, well, he's hearing us now, then.
Well, yeah, that's about it. And I'm not going to take any more of his crap. And I told him this morning when he left, I said, just keep on going, honey.
Well, where'd you get married? At the Justice of the Peace or something?
Yeah, well, my uncle's a minister.
Wow.
And he married us last night.
Oh, man. And you're already hating life.
Yeah.
They ought to make it just as complicated to get married as it is to get divorced. You should have to go through the same gymnastics to get married as you do to get divorced. Because that took you 2 seconds at your uncle's house last night. Let me tell you something, young lady. Getting divorced ain't going to take you 2 seconds at your uncle's house today. It'll be a long, protracted period. You'll send papers his way, and he won't sign them. He'll ask for continuance after continuance. You'll be pulling your hair out.
It cost me $20,000 to get out of my last marriage. I didn't learn nothing, did I?
You didn't learn a damn thing. Ooh, I'd take you over my knee and whack your rosy red rump.
Really?
Hey. It's supposed to be discipline, ma'am, not a reward for a job well done.
He's worse than Estelle was.
All right.
They belong together.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, Grace.
You bet. Bye-bye. Don't mention Estelle! Are you listening to me, you pig? Yeah. Are you listening? What's the sickest thing I ever saw, Estelle? You don't want to know. But I'll tell you anyway. Her uncle had this big old farm. 80, 90 acres. And so, back when we were just sparking, Estelle came up with the idea that we should have a picnic in the nude. And I thought, sweet! We set out a blanket. We got way out in our uncle's where we wouldn't run into anybody. We got totally naked. And we started to eat chicken wings. And I had a bottle of wine. Well, I got a little woozy from the sun. So I started to nod off. You know, a combination of hot sun and that half a bottle of wine I consumed. I started to drift off when I heard Estelle, and what I could tell was the sound of a shuddering Shangri-La. She made a lot of noise when she achieved Shangri-La. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? I look, and there's this caterpillar crawling on that thing. It's got like, you know, one of them thousand-legged things, and it's going up and down on the couch, back and forth, and Estella's like, undulating. Sweat rolling down her back. I said, damn, Estella, look at that. What the hell is that? She says, I got no idea. But whatever it is, I want you to build a cage for it and feed it every day, all right?
It's Thursday, live in the studio with the Grease Man on WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.